18 minutes past six, we continue with the day's top business news on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, now focusing on a report indicating skyrocketing property prices attributed to the Gautrain. Analytics Director at Lightstone, Paul Roux de Kock, joins us on the line. Welcome to Money Talk, Paul.
Good afternoon to me.
Paul, first tell us more specifically about the spike in property prices since the running of the Gautrain.
So to me, it's actually an analysis we started when the first phase of the Gautrain launched. And what we did is to compare property price growth, specifically residential and then the different kinds of commercial property price growth, within 2 kilometers of the station, and then comparing that with areas between 5 and 8 kilometers of the station, and looked at the delta of property price growth in those areas.
Is this a good thing with the property industry going through what seeming challenges in relation with the current economic situation in South Africa?
Yeah, I think it's quite amusing that you say it's skyrocketing. But what we found is that in basically all of the stations except one, the delta was positive. So the area very close to the station grew at a much better rate than the surrounding area. But even with a place like Rosebank, that delta was a 2.5 percentage points. Now, that sounds like a very low number, but assuming that or knowing that the property market actually only grew at around 7% per annum over that time, an additional 2.5 percentage points pushes it up to 9.5. And that's quite positive.
Yeah. Was the hike in the property prices around the Gautrain stations expected since the construction around the Gautrain? Was this something that was foreseeable?
So initially, there was a big debate on whether the property prices close to the station and close to the actual train is going to have, if there's going to be a negative impact. What we also did in this analysis is tracked property prices close to the actual line, but not necessarily close to the station. And even there, it didn't have a negative impact. People were concerned about noise and everything, but it never actually transpired and had a negative impact on property prices.
That said, are we seeing more buyers now along the Gautrain routes?
So the reason why this has become topical again is that we're ready now for the second phase of the Gautrain to roll out, and it's going to start with Little Falls, Cosmo City and Randburg. And we've seen that places like Cosmo City and other lower end affordable areas have done really well over the last 2 to 3 years. Now, what would be interesting is to see if that same boost effect that the higher value areas like Sandton and Rosebank achieved is going to also filter through into these lower areas and see if that also stimulates growth in those areas.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Analytics Director at Lightstone, Paul Roux de Kock, talking to us about a report indicating skyrocketing property prices attributed to the Gautrain.